Hola, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a bilingual podcast that shares interviews with self-made millionaires, financially savvy investors, and all things financial literacy and dinero. Your host, Natalie Torres, is a two-time TEDx speaker, an award-winning author, investor, and financially savvy Latina that has been featured on NBC, Telemundo, and Forbes as a financial literacy and mental health advocate. She is joined by her co-host, Vera Eagley, an author, investor, and seasoned insurance professional. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. This is Vera. As you know, if you listened to last week's episode, you know that Natalie's super swamped with all stuff financial literacy because April is Financial Literacy Month. So if you still don't know what that is, go check it out. It is an opportunity to really investigate your finances, investigate what financial literacy means for you. All of us, including myself, and we run this podcast, there are always things out there that you're like, it could be that somebody articulates something differently for you. You pick up a new book that kind of shines a light on a question you had, or, we always advocate for speaking with professionals like CPAs, any lawyers, depending, like a business lawyer, if you have one, anything that's going to help you with tax savings, budgeting, and so forth. This is a show just for entertainment and informational purposes. So we never like say, go speak to XYZ. That's not what this is about. It's just about getting informed. And speaking of getting informed, we have a special guest today because there are so many avenues when it comes to like finances, right? There's so many different things we can talk about on the show, but I thought it would be kind of cool to understand what it means to be like a military spouse and what finances are like in that situation. One of the reasons why I thought it would be a good topic to tackle is because I have a good friend who happens to have been a military spouse for a long time. And I was just casually asking her about her experience living abroad, having a home in the States, how do you manage all that? And I was like, wait a minute, this is totally a podcast episode. So I want to welcome Sonia Ludwig on the show. Hi, Sonia, how are you?
Hi, everyone. Yeah, this is Sonia. Like Vera said, I've been married to my husband. We've been together since 2006 and been married since 2010. And ever since, we've had a couple of moves overseas, as well as to the East Coast.
Yeah, I remember you guys have moved around a lot, and that's what prompted like this discussion because we were talking about like all the different places we've lived. So I kind of want to know, you know, when you decided to make that move or just entering like a I feel like it's so different. I've never been with anyone in the military. I think it's just a whole different lifestyle, especially when you're deployed and you're going to live on base. What are some things that you had to prepare for? Because thankfully, nothing's happened, but there are situations where, you know, something can happen to the spouse and the other spouse is left managing the household. So what did you prepare for? Did you have savings? How does it work when you decide to join your spouse on base?
Yes, we normally try to do a little savings, have a little bit of a budget for savings for things like that, for moves. The military does give you a lot of resources, like loans. They can give you loans for moving, but they pretty much take care of all the needs, like the moving expenses, and then they pay you what is called a COLA. So that's depending on when you leave. It's they adjust the living expenses. So if it's a country where it's more expensive, they'll pay you a little more.
Interesting. So the spouse that's in the military gets more money just to accommodate for, like, let's say you were in Japan, and I hear historically Japan is pretty expensive. So they will accommodate the money coming in so that you guys can live comfortably there.
Right. Yes. It's called, like I said, it's called COLAs, cost of living adjustments.
Yeah.
So depending on the country, you know, it's like Japan was more expensive, so they adjust the pay on my husband so we can kind of live comfortable and not have to worry about not affording the place we live at.
And just so that taxpayers aren't like, WTF, it's comfortable. We didn't say luxurious. Yeah, okay. No. It's just like so that you have a roof over your head. Your kids obviously can go to school on base, right?
Yes. Yeah, they go to school on base, like a U.S. school on base.
And what was that like living on base for you? So when your husband would deploy, how do they manage, how did you manage the conversation around accounts and debit cards and cash? Like, is everything kind of out in the open and they have to share all of the accounts and finances with you?
Pretty much they do. When they go overseas, they get briefed on accounting and, you know, wills and everything else. They make it, make sure. So most of it, it's like automatic pace. So they don't have to worry about sending checks or anything. So they try to make it so it's easier for the wives when we stay back. So a lot of it is they make sure that all the accounts are automatic, so they don't have to worry about missing payments. You know, they go over wills and what would happen if the you know, something were to happen, that the wives and the families are taken care of.
That's very interesting. They really break everything down.
Yes. So yeah, they break it down a lot. Like I said, they do, especially if the husband's going to go overseas, they make sure that the families are taken care of and they have the information and the resources they need to be able to access, you know, the wills or bank accounts, any loans, because they have special loans too for militaries if they need a loan because they can't afford whatever. Mm-hmm. So, and then they have a lot of classes about finances too, that they're free to everyone, the spouses, families,
that we can take care of. So including you, like not just the person to point.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about what those finance classes entail for the deploying spouse and for the spouse that's going to stay either behind or on base?
For the ones, the spouses at home, they kind of help you budget. Pretty much help you how to budget and how to not overspend and how to create a savings, you know, depending on if you're working or not working. So they just pretty much budgeting. For the husbands, it's more like just make sure that everything's taken care of home and make sure that everything's being paid automatically.
Mm-hmm. How about, I mean, when they land somewhere, whether it's like at a port or I don't know the terminology. So when they get to the place of their destination and they give them some free time, was there ever a concern of overspending? Because you get to a new place and I'm assuming they've been, you know, locked up somewhere and they want to go play. They want to explore and maybe buy things.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's one of the concerns from our family, just make sure, because they do want to eat everything. They want to drink everything. They want to buy all the new things that are there because they're cheaper there, obviously. So yeah, but they also get, like I said, the command or they get brief. Oh, we're going to be to this port. Make sure that you're not drinking or overspending. I mean, but they get told that whether they follow through or not, that's
right
on them. But in my case, my husband's pretty good about not spending a lot of money instead of spending, he used the time that he was deployed to save money instead of spending money.
That's good. But yeah, I can imagine. Doesn't. I just think about all these like 18-year-old men and women that are like, you know, from somewhere where they maybe it lived a very sheltered or really, I mean, a lot of, you know, people that are below the poverty line tend to enlist in order to, you know, get paid for school and whatnot. So I can imagine it's so easy to splurge and go crazy.
Oh yeah. In a country they've never been before, you know, the food and they're tempted with, you know, alcohol and drinks and women and just things that are there for my family or for my friends. And yeah, that happens, you know, a lot.
Yeah. I like that, that the military actually gives classes on, because we don't really talk about the realities of it. I mean, whether you are a man or a woman, like temptation is there. And sometimes it's not a joke. Like they'll spend money on women or spend money on men who, depending on what you are, because they, you know, they've been wherever they've been for so long and you're human and sometimes you have desires. So
yeah.
And it's so in your face, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm glad that the military at least tries to give some direction on that, especially for the younger folk that have never really experienced having just money at their disposal. Okay, so let's go back to base. I kind of want the chisme. What's the lowdown? Does it get crazy on base when the husbands and the wives are deployed? It's like, what happens?
So crazy, especially when I was living over in Japan. There was a lot of talk about, you know, like women were just giving signs when the husband was gone, or they were like wife swapping or husband swap. It was just crazy. And I didn't know the chisme was that if you leave the Tide box, the detergent outside your door, that was like, you're available, my husband's out. And people would just get, it was crazy. It was
sounds like a college campus.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much how it was. I mean,
like constant sorority and fraternity parties.
Definitely drinking a lot and parties all the time, and you know, the wives being with other people that are not their husbands, because you know, they go for a while and they have needs.
But, yeah, they can. Wow. That's again, it's the reality of things, right? You have to work whatever you need to work out with your spouse before he or she deploys. And so I can assume there was also, speaking of finances, a lot of divorces that potentially came out of there. And then that's just another drain of money.
Oh, yeah. The divorces are very common just because, you know, a lot of these the soldiers, they get married very soon, or they don't really know their partner. Sometimes they're going to deploy and they're dating their girlfriend for just a few months and they don't want to be alone. So they get married right away.
They want to lock that down.
They want to lock that down. Yeah. Or a lot of people do it because of the money, because if you do get married, you're going to make more money because you have to support a family. So yeah, there's, you know, they don't necessarily marry for love. So you get a lot of that. And also, even when you get married for love and you go out to see some wife, if you're not strong enough to be away from your husband for 6 months, things happen, you know, and, you know, that breaks the marriage.
Sure. Yeah, it's very true. I think there is that slight romanticism about a spouse deploying and you just, or rather a boyfriend or girlfriend deploying, and you just want to, that idea that you want to be together without really getting to know each other. I mean, it happens in so many scenarios, right? And this is like a life and death scenario where it just at the moment might make sense to get married. Mm-hmm. So what, another thing about being on base, what is it like shopping? Like, what if you needed clothes or you wanted, I don't know, a new phone or a gadget? Like, what do you guys do?
We have on base a commissary, which is where you buy your grocery stores, and it's all like U.S. stuff, food from the U.S. We also have a, what we call it, a Navy exchange. Well, for the Navy, it's an exchange where you can buy your electronics, kind of like Target, phones, electronics, you know, pretty much everything that you would need.
Same price?
Yeah, same price, just no sales tax. We don't pay sales taxes.
That's already a savings, though.
That's already a saving, yeah.
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 Wow. And the shopping, is it pretty whack? Like, if you want to buy clothes, does it have a good selection at the commissary or whatever?
The selection is horrendous.
So what did you do? Did you just go into town or did you order online?
No, you can order online or you can go out to town. When I was in Japan, we went to, there was a big Forever 21 in Tokyo. And that had a really cute clothes, but they were pretty small because Japanese girls are very tiny.
Yeah.
So you have to be like a bigger size. But on base, it was just, the clothes were like, everybody wore the same clothes. You already knew, oh, she got it at the exchange because it's all the same clothes. So
that's so hilarious. I kind of just imagine like a giant Ross and like you just
going
into the same clothes all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. But what about going into town? Is it pricey? Do you kind of have to budget yourself if you're going to go into town? Because I can imagine, I know you were also in Germany. In Germany, actually, when you go out, it's not as expensive as people might think. I find that food is not as expensive. Maybe some goods are, but in general, it's not pricey. But Japan to me just seems like it's super pricey. So what was it like going out in Japan, for example, on an outing with your family?
We went out. A lot of the times we do the tours from the base because then you don't have to drive your car, you don't have to spend for gas. And then, you know, just budget it where you don't go to fancy places or, you know, spend a lot of money. But I think to me, it made sense to take the tours because, you know, you pay $40, they take you to places. They have always someone to translate if you don't know.
Oh, that's really nice.
That was nice. But we did some trips to like Tokyo Disney or downtown Tokyo. It was pricey, but we didn't really go out a lot. We kind of try to just keep it every now and then because it would definitely be super expensive if we do like an every weekend type of
What was your preference? Did you enjoy being in Japan more than in Germany, or it was just different?
It was just different. Japan was nice. The culture was just super different. So it was a very, like, a culture shock. Germany, I liked because it was so close to everywhere else. It was so close to Switzerland and the Netherlands and Italy and France.
We did get to see each other at least twice, right? That was really nice because it was like a three-hour train ride or something.
Yeah, everything was drivable. That's what I like about Germany. Not so much the country itself, but because it was so centralized in Germany, in Europe, that we could just drive almost anywhere. So I like that a lot.
Awesome. So, well, thanks for sharing all of that info. Now that you're back in the States and you guys are living the civilian life, are you, you know, what are the biggest changes? Do you just find that now that you're back in the States, everything's super expensive? Or
yes. Everything's super expensive. We don't have you don't have this taxes, like sales tax. I mean, we can technically still go to the military.
The commissary stores, and all
at the commissaries in on the base, because we still have like a retiree military card that we can use. But for us, it's kind of a long drive to do it. Everything seems more expensive. We don't have the, what would you call it, the income, like, you know, that, you know, you always got the income. We don't have that anymore. The military income, we don't have a lot of the resources that we have as being in the military. They do help the families a lot. They give you a lot of resources, classes, loans, you know, pretty much anything you need that they can provide it.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. You know, somebody is giving their life to defend their country, so the least they can do is make it comfortable for everyone, right? So, all right. Well, thank you. And I think if any of you listening have any questions for Sonia, like if you're maybe a soon-to-be deployed spouse or you're really new and you're thrown off and need guidance, I'll put her IG in the show notes so you can reach out to her. I think Sonia, you wouldn't mind answering a few questions if our folks have some.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, it's, I know that being a new military wife has a lot of questions and sometimes you don't know, you know, where to start off. But yeah, let me know and then I can answer some of the questions that you guys may have.
All right, thank you. Thanks everyone for listening and we'll catch you again soon. Take care.
To learn more about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at FinSavvyIn20Minutes and catch our interviews on YouTube. If you want to become a sponsor, hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, reach out to us at financiallysavvyin20minutes.com or send us a DM. All it takes is 20 minutes out of your day to become financially savvy.